this Krakowian gentleman, Victor Navorsky, finds himself without a passport and a visa once both are taken from him by the powers to be at the terminal, because his visa no longer counts since his country is no longer in existence and his passport is no longer valid. And until they straighten out this sort of very kind of unique snafu, he's going to be stuck at the airport for a day, a week, a year, who knows? And that's his story.
Imagine that these potato chips are Krakowia, okay?
Krakowia.
Krakowia.
Yes.
Krakowia.
Okay.
So the potato chips are Krakowia.
Okay.
And this apple.
Big apple.
The big apple represents the Liberty Rebels. Okay? No more Krakowia. Okay? New government. Revolution. You understand? So all the flights in and out of your country have been suspended indefinitely. And the new government has sealed all the borders, which means that your passport and visa are no longer valid. So currently, you are a citizen of nowhere.
Now, even if we could get you new papers, we couldn't process them until the United States recognizes your country's new diplomatic reclassification.
Yeah. See, you don't qualify for asylum, refugee status, temporary protective status, humanitarian parole, or non-immigration work, travel, or diplomatic visas. You don't qualify for any of these things. You are, at this time, simply unacceptable.
Tom was very physical with his body. He slipped, he fell, he spun around, he lost his balance, he couldn't get comfortable in a chair. But it was his character. It wasn't Tom Hanks. It was Victor Navorsky. It's how he saw this guy. This guy isn't a clown, and he's not a buffoon. And we're not making fun of an immigrant from a fictitious land around the Black Sea. In fact, he's a very dignified person who is extremely trusting and always full of positive hope.
What's going on?
It's Navorsky. He's figured out the quarters.
Welcome to Burger King. May I take your order?
I wasn't so willing to jump into something else that was grounded in history or was an important, quote-unquote, subject. I wanted to do something else that made me smile and could make other people smile. And this is a time that we need a smile. And Hollywood movies are supposed to give that to people at times in our own history where we're going through some very painful experiences in the world. And so I felt reactive about that and didn't want Catch Me to be the only movie I made in the beginning of the 21st century that was a bit of a romp. I wanted to do another picture that just could make you laugh and cry and feel good about yourself and others.